Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. Man, this guy's got a good little groove going on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist performing live in the studio will be and is currently... What the heck am I talking about? The Pairs. They're all here right now. Larry, Curly, and Mo are standing right in front of me. What I want to know from you guys is, why London? Like, who decided that London was going to be your headquarters? Let's go with Noelle on that one. Really? Noelle? London?
Our parents had a big, strong influencers.
In deciding where you guys were going to grow up?
Yeah. That was a big part.
London's good town.
London's good town.
Can I tell you that London busts out into a traffic jam for no reason at all at any time of the day? Yeah. I don't know who planned that city, but there is no mathematical sense to the grid. Oh, that's why it's gridlock.
You know, our traffic systems, it's a real point of pride for us.
Yeah, that sounded like a prideful delivery there. Noelle, thank you for being here. Can you introduce the lady on your left, please?
This wonderful lady to my left has been in my life since I was born, and her name is Hillary Watson, and I love her very much.
Okay, that's enough. Hillary, you were born in London as well, London, Ontario?
I sure was.
For all of our listeners listening from 150 countries around the world, we're talking about London, Ontario. What is the thing you like the most about London, Ontario?
It's completely original.
Yes. No. What should we call this town?
I did not love London.
Thank
and
you.
I was looking forward to moving away. And then I did. And then I came back and I fell in love with London.
What's his name?
Again. Music.
Oh, okay. All right.
London has a growing music scene, and it's supportive, and we're super happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, you have to be supportive, because when you have to travel that far away to, like, Toronto to perform, it's scary leaving the big town of London, you know? It can be intimidating going to the city.
That's true. We're just scared.
Yeah, that's why we live in London, because we're terrified of it.
Hillary, could you please introduce the lady to your left?
This wonderful person on my left was named after my mother.
True story?
True story.
Wow. You guys are real tight, huh?
We're super close. Yeah. We're family without actually being related. But
right.
She is related to Noelle. She is identical twins, shares DNA. This is Renee Coughlin.
Nay.
Woo!
You just wooed yourself.
Yeah. If no one else is.
Because ain't nobody
else
doing that. That's right. Renee, can you tell us the worst thing about being a twin? And you can't say Noelle. What's the worst thing about being a twin?
Oh my gosh, I haven't thought about that. I really enjoy being a twin.
Oh, you guys are just pleasant, aren't you?
Okay, maybe.
Yes.
We'll dive right in
here.
I believe there is some definite suppressed competition stuff. Because you come as a package deal.
Right.
And so I think we were the girls a lot. Our own brother, actually, until we were like 6 years old, called us both that girl because he couldn't tell us apart.
Really?
Yeah. And even I look at pictures from my own childhood and I don't really know who I am.
No. You have no idea.
Still discovering who I am. Yeah. I think it's awful.
Noelle, please help me understand why there are three of you and you're called the Pairs.
Oh, great question. So we are one and a half.
I just want to let our listeners know that Hillary just put her hands on her hips and then swung out like a Shaniqua move. Yeah, you go, girl. You tell them.
It's radio. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Noelle.
No worries. Yeah, we're one and a half pairs of twins. So, and we're... Okay, really quickly. Hillary
is
also a twin. She's a fraternal twin. Her brother lives in Sault Ste. Marie. And our parents are best friends. And we were born 2 months, 2 days apart. Our moms are pregnant at the same time.
Yeah, I got
so
that,
we,
yeah
okay.
I didn't know how much you knew about female fertility.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, so the pairs. Lots of twos going on. Okay. And honestly, it was just something quick and easy.
But are you a trio?
In my head.
Wait, we're talking about the name of the group, right? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There are other people, though, in the group, are there not?
Yeah, so the fourth member, Steve.
Is he a twin?
He could be. Well,
okay.
He's not.
No, he's not. No, but what does he do?
He is
percussion?
Percussionist. He's very good. Punk rock roots.
Nice.
Which yeah, he adds in a whole nother... artistic flair to our style, as
nice.
We all do. But
nice,
yeah.
Good. Well, I want to let everybody have a little sample of what y'all sound like. That's the point of having bands on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a website for y'all to go to. It's called thepairsmusic.com, thepairsmusic.com. The great thing about that website is you don't have to spell anything. If you're dopey and you can't figure out how to spell The Pairs Music, then you're just out of luck.
Unless you think it's the fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
A little bit dopey today.
Just kidding.
Well, that's the end of our segment with the Pairs. Gee whiz. Okay,
teasing.
Tell us about this song you're going to do.
This song is called Fire in the Rain. It's about...
Not Fire and Rain.
Sure. It's honestly, it's not online, so we can change it.
Okay.
Fire and Rain will be in the title, those two words, because there's something counterintuitive about building a fire in the rain, but I did it, and I was successful, and I sat there and watched the fire in the rain, and it was just a calming thing, and this song came out of it, and the words tend to explain how I'm feeling about
beautiful.
The world.
Beautiful. Well, I appreciate y'all being here, coming all the way from London, which made it sound like you're from Nebraska for some reason. Here they go, kids, live on the Drew Marshall Show, The Pairs.
Feeling the ground, yeah. Head in the clouds, all these eggshells we walk on there. Getting loud, tell the women, the children, the ones in the margins. It don't matter now. What's I look like 30 years from now? When the lives we've undone and refuse them, shun them, drifting in and out of our life now. The things we talk about drifting back and forth from our hearts now. Judgment's getting loud, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I sit in the rain with the fire, and the flame it goes higher. Yeah, I sit in the rain with the fire, and the flame it goes higher. No bees, the owls in the trees, but we're blocked out by the concrete cities. Cardboard houses next to shops with nice blouses. Money fills the streets but doesn't give us what we need. It's a system we've chosen, burdened by it. Can't hold it, can't touch it, no one knows it. Drifting and forth from our hearts now. Judgment's getting loud, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I sit in the rain with the fire and the flame, it goes higher. Yeah, I sit in the rain with the fire and the flame, it goes higher. Stay right. I was taking the jog, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I sit in the rain.
You guys do not suck. Just so good, man. So good. What is the thing? Let's see, who do I talk? Hillary, I want to pick on you, if you don't mind. What is the thing about, I don't even know how to word this. This will show you what an old creepy guy I am. What is the thing about being part of a girl group that is a hassle? I guess what I really want to know is, are guys jerks? You know what I mean? Yeah, because when you're on a platform and you're performing and you're artistic and you're all very beautiful, and so, you know, there'd be goo-goo guys. Do you have goo-goo guys? Because girls, there are woohoo girls out there that do that for the boy bands, woohoo girls. Are there goo-goo guys?
Goo-goo guys.
Yeah. Hillary, where are you here?
Well,
have you ever experienced a goo-goo guy?
I mean,
Or is it girls that mostly dig the girls?
I think we sing about things that are real to us, and I think we kind of meet people in a vulnerable, genuine place. So
Right. We
have a lot of girls that I think we connect with.
Yeah.
And people that want to talk to us are often like touched by the things that we talk about. So I can't really say that that's necessarily something that we.
It's just something I've never been able to ask a girl group that, because guy groups, they have to put up with that stuff all the time. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry, it's ridiculous, says the old man with his arms crossed here. So Renee, what is the time like in between songs? How are you guys at setting up songs? How are you guys at filling the gaps between songs with productive stuff instead of so like?
Well, like, we...
Yes?
No, we actually have made a really intentional effort to try and make our between time feel authentic.
Right.
We try not to go into too many live shows with a real set-in-stone script of how that between song time is going to go.
Right.
And we get a lot of really positive feedback around that, that people feel like they see the true us, which is part of the reason we all want to do music, is to be our authentic, genuine selves. And so that's kind of what you get between songs. And sometimes it's awkward and weird, and sometimes it's just us laughing at each other.
Yeah.
But we enjoy it.
There are very few artists, especially in the singer-songwriter realm, where they actually should live. But unfortunately, there are very few that know how to set up songs properly. One of the best that I've ever come across is a guy named David Wilcox, not the Canadian bald-headed rocker dude, singer-songwriter from the States, David Wilcox. And he sets up a song in such a way that it feels like a Dick Van Dyke, Mary Poppins chalk drawing, that you then jump into the story. Soon as he starts that song, he has set it up in such a way that you are there, and then you jump into it. So I wish you all the best with that, you guys. Okay. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, this week's recording artist, ThePairsMusic.com. ThePairsMusic.com. What I want to know from Hillary is, Hillary, are there any upcoming gigs that the peeps should know about?
Yeah, so we're actually going to embark on a little mini winter tour starting February 8th. We will be in Guelph. Then we do London, our hometown, Toronto, then Ottawa, then we're off to Montreal and Folk Alliance International Conference.
Oh, you're going over there.
We are.
Hey, wait, I just figured out where I know you guys from.
Cool.
I saw you at the Folk Ontario one at the Hilton Hotel.
That was us.
Yes. I've never been to that thing before, and when you... What's that?
I was there, too.
Well, that's what I meant, all three of you. Yeah.
You said you didn't know me.
No, but... Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. I think it was the twin thing that I went, oh, wait, there's twins. Plus, there was a lot of whiskey that night. What was I going to say? Oh, so you walk down this hallway, it's like a floor two of the Hilton near the airport, and the elevator door opens up, and the walls are covered with promo posters. Yeah. The entire hallway, promo posters. I can't believe they let you put that stuff up. And then labels and promoters and things book a room. They rent a hotel room. Then they clear out the furniture, shove it to one side, turn it into a little concert venue. Yeah. And there's like 40 people playing in this hallway. It's phenomenal. So you can tell it's phenomenal by how high my voice is right now. It was a really, really good night.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Who was your childhood idol, Noelle, when you were like musically? Did you have one growing up?
Oh, gosh.
Because people tell you this about your voice a lot, right? Who do people say that you remind me of? What do they say?
Dolores from the Cranberries.
Okay.
Sometimes, yep. Or Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, she was one of my strangest interviews.
I saw actually on your website that you interviewed her.
And when I say strange, I mean finally, I'm interested in this interview.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems.
But so what is it about your voice? Because you have almost like this, how do I say this? A harsh grace about you.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Description.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not a little flowery,
no,
you know, kumbaya girl.
That sums
you
up have, my life.
You have some some testicular fortitude.
I like that. Okay.
Fair enough?
I would use, like, a strong feminine reference instead of testicles, but yeah, I'll give it to you, because that's your world.
I said testicular.
Okay.
No, you do. So what are you?
You know what? I don't know. I have. Was there a question?
That was so fun. I just let her hang in the air right there.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I am recently actually kind of finding my voice, like a feeling of actually being powerful in my own voice. We grew up singing in choirs, and we've all actually discussed this, where we've kind of recently stepped into this flexibility with our own vocals, because we are used to blending and coming across as one solid voice. And while I admire that ability of a group of 60 plus people to come together and sound as one, it's helped us tremendously. But there's this other side that I think we're each spending time fostering now in finding our own kind of uniqueness and sound in it too, and letting it come out. So,
no, I think your voice is perfect for the kind of songs you write as well. There's a good match there, because you said all three of you, I think, have used the word authenticity. Mm. You know, you're trying to be an authentic whatever. That's also very Canadian too, right? There's a thing there. But if you're writing stories about real life, you know, you're writing songs about real life, there's angst. And you can tap into that angst vocally. So, yeah. Okay,
I'm angsty. I'm gonna
stop being a Dr. Phil now. Let's do another song. What are we going to do?
This song is called Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written actually as a love song. I was dating someone, and I was thinking, man, I really like this guy, and I'm falling in love, and I just don't really want to stop. So I'm just going to keep falling.
Mm-hmm. Did it stop?
No.
Are you still in love?
I'm still in love, but we're not together. I'm just kidding. We're together. News to him. No. We are still together, very happy.
You guys are fun. What's the name of the song?
Fallen.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard that. Ladies and gentlemen, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, The Pairs.
I sit here watching you. Watching you, watching me. Nobody knows, nobody knows, nobody knows what those eyes see. How do I keep my wits about me when those perfect teeth are smiling at me? Ooh.
They're doing actions.
Hey! Become aware of time. So my. How do I? Your cheek, jealous of its touch, and way around me. Ooh, ooh. I've fallen, and this time I'm not stopping.
Gentlemen, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. The first hour of each and every show is dedicated to a live performance by various recording artists. We call it Live on The Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist, The Pairs. ThePairsMusic.com is the website. They are from London, Ontario. But don't let that stop you from listening to the music. I'm going to go to Noelle on this one. Noelle, somebody mentioned, I think it might have been Hillary, it might have been you, I don't know, I'm getting confused. You guys all were in choirs?
Yeah, we were.
All of you?
Yeah, all three of us.
Really?
Same choir.
Same choir. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, so when you say choir, I think like church choir, or is it a normal choir?
Oh, so sorry for all you church choir singers. we went to St. Mary's Choir and Orchestra School, so that was from grade 5 until grade 8, and then so that was choir there.
Yeah.
And then when we went into high school, we did the music extension program at Catholic Central High School, and then Amabile Youth Singers was a...
Well, I'm sorry, what was that first word?
Amabile. Amabile. Really, really wonderful experience. We traveled to Europe. Hillary, I think, went twice.
Hillary went twice.
Okay, Hillary went once.
We all went once.
Okay. Different times, so yeah. It was a great experience.
Yeah, what do you miss about the choir, Hillary? What do you miss about being in a choir? Or are you still doing it? You're not still doing it.
What do I miss about being in a choir? I like the team feel of and the amount of sound that you can create with your voices. You feel like you're a part of some magical instrument that's not your own, but something completely, like so many people. And singing in a church or a place with a vaulted ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
And just, I don't know.
It's hell for the sound guy, but it's such a unique experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
I walked across Spain and I stopped in Lyon, and they have a huge cathedral there. And they happen to have one of the oldest pipe organs in the world in this cathedral. And this thing is massive, 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 massive. And they brought in world-famous organists, which I didn't even know there was a thing like that. But anyway, this guy came in and rocked it like Phantom of the Opera. And I was shaking, every little corpuscle in my body was reverberating just because of the architecture of these buildings. Yeah. And so you add to that the sound of humanity, a choir. Wow. Makes me chill.
Yeah.
Hillary, do you have a special someone in your life that you'd like to sing a song about?
that's very funny because of the song that's coming up. you'll have to hear it,
okay.
And I'll leave the song to speak for itself.
Right.
Itself,
okay. So
yeah, no particular someone.
No. Okay. No. All right. What song are we going to do now?
Okay. So this is a brand new song. So
you might screw up. Listen, everybody. Listen in. Get your friends.
Listen
gather
really
around the
closely.
Radio.
Follow every word.
Yeah.
This is pretty brand new. So you guys are our guinea pigs for sure. If you're okay with that.
That means yes. We also have actions for this one. So yeah. Sorry again about the Facebook Live thing.
Yeah.
This has kind of got the sounds of like a Jewish drinking song. So.
Jewish drinking song.
Yeah, getting started early in the day.
I only know one Jewish song, Tim. What is that called? That's it. There it is.
It's not that one.
It's not that one? Okay.
Hand in hand.
What's it called?
Hand in hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard them before. You're hearing them now, and you will hear them again. The one and only. Wait, that doesn't make sense. The one and only, the Pears.
Yeah.
I like that. We're staying with it. Here they go.
We enjoy each other's company. We like to spend time talking over tea. You think you have me with a smile and a wink. I look away and tell you not to think too hard. Walking hand in hand, walking, walking, step by step. Walking, walking, hand in hand, walking, walking, step by step. Walking, walking, hand in hand, walking, walking, ready, set, and go. We walk to the park with my hand in yours. It's not really something that we've done before. You ask me if I like you and I say I do. I do want to ask you if you'd like to slow down. Cause it's a soft spot. I'm sorry that I kissed you a little more than I should. I had too much to drink and your touch felt good that night. Walking, 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 walking
Okay, seriously, what just happened there? That I have so many things I need to ask you about that song.
We're also theater kids.
I guess so.
Yeah. I'm definitely the dramatic one of the group.
And Hillary, you just like you dropped the headphones. You didn't miss a beat. You threw your head back in that
Did
song. You were right. What?
Oh, I didn't even realize.
That was such a great song. I've got a friend who writes musicals down in New York, and that would just fit in perfectly. I mean, obviously, everyone's thinking Yentl, but, you know, it would fit in with other songs.
We talk a lot about wanting to write a musical mm-hmm. in the future, because it is a lot of what helped us to kind of become those performance-type people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Seriously, I just really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
It was just different enough, but not so different that I was annoyed. You know
right.
what I mean?
Good. I'm glad it's good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free to use that as an endorsement.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the polyphony that got me. Yeah.
Polyphony.
Yeah.
I like
multiple melodies going on at once.
Didn't you used to date her?
Yes. But she had a bit of a split personality.
Also multiple things going on at once.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, wow. You guys all have problems.
This is my first daughter, Polyphony.
And my second daughter.
Let
me just... Could you shut up?
Okay.
Let's go out with one more song from these lovely ladies. Do you have one more? We didn't do four, did we? I can't remember.
We did three.
We did three. Yeah.
We have lots more.
Do you have lots
we'll do
more?
One more. No, yeah.
I'm very excited about this.
Thanks, Drew. That's
and true. I'm not faking either. I just want to let you know. I know it sounds a bit fakey, a bit radio-y.
It feels genuine.
Really?
We appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay.
That didn't.
What are we doing here, Noelle?
This song's called Let Me Fall.
By the way, I just want to let our radio listeners know that these girls pass the guitar around. All three of you have played this beautiful guitar mm-hmm. During this performance. Do you play other instruments as well, or is that when you pass the guy around? No, I didn't sound right. What's his name?
Steve. Did you tell Steve?
Does Steve play just a percussion-y thing?
Steve's a percussionist.
And you play tambourine. Someone did a tambourine move earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Saw that. Wow. Air
clearly Hillary.
Air tambourine is not a good look, let me tell you. It's like air fiddle. Wow. Do we play any other instruments, girls?
Not on stage.
Not on stage.
Not yet. Noelle mentioned before we were in an orchestra program.
Yes.
As well. So we have our
kettle
string
drum?
Instruments.
Orchestra?
No.
String orchestra.
Oh, yeah. That's an important word.
Right. Yes, sorry. So there are some violins and violas.
Okay.
That we can manipulate a little bit.
Do you come from musical families, or are you guys weird in your families?
Weird for other reasons. Yeah. Everybody appreciates music greatly. So that in that sense, musical, yes.
Yeah.
We're the only ones that are trying to do it professionally, except actually Michael, our cousin in Ottawa, and Hillary
makes a living out of teaching piano.
For sure, I was referencing.
Oh, my man.
Yeah. He called it.
You guys are fun. I want to go see you guys live in a concert. Are you going to play over near the... You do not want me in the same room, let me tell you. Where's the gig that's happening closest to the GTA, the next GTA gig that we need to know about?
The Painted Lady.
You're playing there?
Yes.
You're going to see Richard Flohill that night then.
Cool.
That's February 10th.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We post about these things all over, and we're hoping to make it out to GTA a lot more.
Yeah.
In the future.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. All right. I like the Painted Lady. It's a good. It's a like a tight, narrow room with a really kind of gothic stage at the front.
Cool.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Groovy.
Cool. Never been. Yeah.
You've never been? Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. What song are we doing again, kids?
This song, sir, is called "Let Me Fall."
Sir. Yes.
And wrote a thing about my parents. And all parents just
You don't have to explain it. I get it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's real. Oh, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to listen even more.
All right.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, The Pairs.
Many are the few. see the world from your perfect view. Teach me your history, the near and the far. Show me your ancestors and how they make you who you are. Let me fall the perfect number of times. Hold my heart so I won't lose flight while they take me down and break me down. I won't go. Let me humility. May I force myself upon no thing. May I soften my mind to the hardship here. Let go of the burning coal. I'm giving back my feet. Push me to be something I'm not. The heat's rising and the fire's been high. No bridges burn, but I gave it all away. And let me fall.
Finish. Whoa. Okay, who hit that high, whatever the heck it was? Wow. What was that? A high what? A high hernia.
I don't know. You know what's actually hilarious?
Yes.
We had a show on Saturday.
And you got a hernia?
We were singing a different song, and I actually dislocated a rib singing so hard. Not during that song.
Wow.
We didn't play that song today for fear of my ribs.
Wow. Did you have a little mosh pit going on in the front?
Yeah, you know, I just stage dove about fitting to music.
You guys are good. What a blast having the three of you. Thank you very, very much. Again, I want to let our listeners know we have been listening to The Pairs Music. That's the website you will certainly want to go to, The Pairs Music. They are called The Pears, and the website is thepearsmusic.com. You see what I did there? I've got all that figured out. Noelle, Hillary, Renee, thank you, girls, very, very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And I'm going to try to get down to your gig at The Painted Lady. That'll be a lot of fun. What's the date again?
February 10th.
Okay,
February.
What did she say? March?
January.
January.